Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 to 28, faith that walks. A mother who has watched her child suffer knows pain that few can understand. The suffering may be physical, an illness, an injury, a disease. The suffering may be emotional, caused by someone's careless words or actions. It may be some crisis in a relationship. The suffering may be spiritual as the child rebels against God and His Word. It may be suffering for God's purposes. Whatever caused her child's suffering, a mother is driven to do something to ease it. Maybe you've experienced this pain. Matthew records an example of a mother whose daughter was suffering from demon possession. That woman found help in her time of need by seeking Jesus Christ's power. That is a definition of prayer. Let's look at that in this passage in Matthew 15. First, true faith is sometimes found where least expected. Look at verse 21 of Matthew 15. And then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." Such a prayer would have shown great faith if she lived in Bethany or Jerusalem as a Jew. But she came from the region of Tyre and Sidon. She was a Gentile. But it's grace, not place, which makes people believers. We may live as part of a Christian family and be unrepentant, unbelieving, and love the world. We may live amidst superstition and dark idolatry and yet be faithful as witnesses for the Lord. She risked rejection and went into Israel to get help. Second, suffering is sometimes a blessing to a person. Verse 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." This mother had endured great trials. She saw her child controlled by a demon and was unable to help her. But that trouble brought her to Christ and taught her to pray. She might have lived and died in ignorance and never seen Jesus at all. The problem was good for her. Psalm 119. In verse 71, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes." People come to Jesus when they're down and out, when they realize they're sinners, not when things are going well. Problems can be a blessing. For unsaved loved ones or those in sin, we should pray that God does whatever is necessary in their lives to get their attention. Nothing shows spiritual immaturity as much as impatience when we have troubles. Nothing highlights ignorance of truth as much as impatience when we have troubles. Nothing demonstrates disobedience to God as much as impatience when we have troubles. Many Christians who shout praise the Lord and sing hallelujah when things are going well are the first ones to grumble and complain when a problem comes into their life. Trials are intended to make us think, turn us from the world, send us to the Bible, drive us to our knees. Health is good, but sickness is better if it leads us to God. Prosperity is great, but adversity is greater if it brings us to Christ. Any problem in life is better than living in ignorance and dying in sin. And third, a Christian is sometimes less compassionate than Jesus himself. Verse 23, but he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. She found no compassion with Jesus' disciples. Maybe they considered a Gentile not worthy of Jesus' help. They said, send her away. This spirit exists today among believers. Some discourage those seeking Christ instead of helping them. Some doubt the reality of a sinner's faith because of his past, treating him like Saul was treated when he first came to Jerusalem after his conversion. Acts chapter 9, verse 26. And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. Peter, James, or John may say, send her away. But such a word never came from the lips of Jesus. He sometimes keeps us waiting, as with this woman. But he will never send us away empty. Look at verse 23 down to verse 28. But he answered her not a word, and the disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. And she said, yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Her prayer at first seemed to be unnoticed. Jesus answered her not a word. She still prayed. The answer from Jesus was very discouraging. I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. She continued to pray. The next answer was even less encouraging. It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to little dogs. She prayed. Even then, she could not be silenced. Even then, she asks for some crumbs of mercy. And her clever persistence finally was rewarded. O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7 says, seek and you shall find. The woman in our story demonstrated three principles that can guide us in finding help for those experiencing suffering. First, put your trust in Jesus. This mother realized that only Jesus had the power to heal. She humbly went to him and asked, where do you go when facing an overwhelming problem? Listen, don't waste time looking elsewhere. Go to Jesus. And second, refuse to get discouraged. Have you ever prayed until your heart was almost broken and heard only silence? The disciples tried to send the woman away. Jesus didn't answer her right away. Did she get discouraged? No. She kept asking and kept thinking clearly with great faith. Jesus eventually answered her request. So put your trust in Jesus. Refuse to get discouraged. And third, don't ever give up. Part of Jesus' ministry today is praying for us in heaven. Romans chapter 8, verse 34. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Listen, when you walk through the valley of pain due to suffering, Jesus knows all about your need and is praying for you. He brought wholeness and healing in answer to the broken prayers of that mother. And he can do the same for you. Don't give up until he answers. You have a great day.